Bishop Cho from the Virginia area, who will be helping us have this conversation. He has made a commitment in his signing a conference to instill in them a passion for a prayerful discernment of what God is up to in each of their local communities. That's the center. That is the way that he is kind of seeing ministry in Virginia. So we are so thankful, Bishop, for you being here and helping us have this conversation. Come on forward.
Good morning. Actually, what I was asked was to lead a prayer session about 15 minutes. I'm very glad to be here because when I read the invitation, I agree that the issue we face today is more than a lack of programs or initiatives. It is a spiritual issue. It's a faith issue. I agree and support that. And I also agree that this is the time to pray for a renewal and revival of the church. When I visit the churches, one of the things I feel strange is that every church wants a renewal and revival. But when they worship and prayer time, I rarely hear that pastor or prayer leader prays for the renewal and revival of the church. It is in the same in our conference center. Every Wednesday we have a chapel service. We share the prayer request. We need to pray for the people who are in need, but we also pray for the renewal and revival of the church. So every Wednesday when we have chapel, I request that prayer. One of the learnings from reading the history revival movement was that before the revival movement broke out, there had been always a group of people had been praying for the revival of the church. So if we pray together, I think we will see the revival and renewal of the United Methodist Church. That's the reason Virginia Annual Conference set May 25th as a conference-wide prayer day of prayer. I asked the churches during the worship service, please include this prayer request. Please pray for a renewal and revival of the United Methodist Church, especially the Virginia Annual Conference. So we need to pray together until we see a renewal and revival of the church. We need to knock the door until the door is opened. But sometimes our prayer is too polite, too gentle. We are in emergency situation. We need a desperate prayer. In case of emergency, we do not say, please stop. We do not say, stop. So first part, I'd like to invite you to pray together. This is a Korean church tradition, Tongsong Gido. Have you ever heard about this? All right. We all raise our voices together and pray for two items. First one, renewal and revival of the United Methodist Church. And also second one is, Lord, that renewal should begin from me first. So, can anybody play piano here? Nobody then? Okay, we can. You can pray. First, we'll have a Tongsong Gido, all pray together for a renewal and revival of the church and renewal of myself. And then, as a transition, we'll sing together, Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. We'll sing three times. When we sing the third time, we can change the word me to us. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on us. Okay? You can freely shout to the Lord. So if the piano start, let's raise our voice and pray for the renewal and revival of the United Methodist Church, and also asking God to renew us first. Okay, let's pray together. Gracious God, we thank you for your presence today. Is your prayer a monologue or a dialogue? Listening prayer is important. God's first language is silence. So we'll be in silence, open ourselves to God, and how God leads us in prayer. So let's be in silence for a moment. Open our hearts and mind to God. Let us welcome.